Good afternoon, everybody. It is the last day of September. It's September 30th, 2019. It's 1:20 p.m. on the East Coast. I am almost dying. I'm suffering from the end stages of poison ivy when all the poison gunk that was under your skin breaks up and, like, circulates through your blood for the last time. And on its way out, it's got a bunch of, like, pickaxes in your immune system, and your bloodstream is just whacking at it or doing whatever poison does and burns you. I am so hyper-allergic to poison ivy. It is like a light – I guess you know how sometimes kids are allergic to bee stings and stuff? I have that with poison ivy. The dermatologists that I have visited in the past have said some people just aren't supposed to do yard work, and you are one of those people, Ken. Yeah, I'm dying here. That's why I haven't made many updates to anything. I've been, like, laid up in bad shape. Also, you get blisters on your hands and your feet. It sucks. But it's going to be gone soon, if history is any judge. That's why I don't go to a doctor right now, because I've been through this so many times. When you go to a doctor and they tell you that, well, you had an infection a couple weeks ago from poison ivy, you're really allergic to poison ivy. Yeah, erythema multiforme or deviations of that, where that stuff circulates around your blood and causes issues for a while and then eventually goes away. Yeah, usually only like 10% of the time, 50% of the time it's going to kill you, but you're young, healthy, young 40-year-old. You'll be fine. I just there's nothing they could do for you at this point. You know, you get poisoned, you either deal with it or you don't. So anyway, that's one of the reasons I don't go to the doctor. Now, I happen to be pretty knowledgeable about certain medical conditions, because I've had so goddamn many of them that I don't get too scared, and, you know, I kind of make a judgment about at what tipping point do I need to go see a professional. And that's an interesting problem for all of us to have. All of us, I'm saying any human, because we're all fallible in our judgments and gauges about our personal health. We're all subjective, I should say. I mean, we all have – and plus, there's also ailments that can affect your ability to reason and judgment. And, of course, that makes it difficult for you to then transfer your judgment and do, when do I go see a doctor if I'm also crazy at that moment. Anyway, point is, I was thinking about how direction in the world is important. Direction is almost everything, right? Like, for example, if you're looking up, things are better. And if you're looking down, things are worse in the proverbial or metaphorical sense or something. But, like, what I'm saying is, we can make things better, we can make things worse. I always like to try to make things easier and better. I love to do things super fast. I'm always like, why would you spend 8 hours doing something that you hate if you could do it in 15 minutes? I take the Bill Jelen philosophy on life. He's Mr. Excel. If you've ever come into contact with Mr. Excel, Bill Jelen, he is a resource. He's a fantastic human being. And he just wants to help everyone condense things that were annoying into short automatic algorithms so they can do for themselves. All right, it makes your life so much easier. Well, when you're able to do that, you also want to then push good direction out into the world, good and not bad, right? Like, for example, I don't write programs or help people who build, like, I don't want to give the idea out. I don't help people do violent things. There have been some protests, some silent and some not so silent within Google and other Boston Dynamics, I believe, and other different automated types of companies, where Google, especially Google in the Defense Department, where they're talking about taking autonomous algorithm knowledge here, you know, AI knowledge, and dumping it into weapon systems and really, you know, building your RoboCops and a lot of iterations thereof, both in the air, on the God knows where, water, flight, everything, right? Because you can apply this knowledge to making things kill, all right? Which is any possibility of anything you can do. And I agree, we're going to have to be super responsible, and there are going to be mistakes, and God knows how detrimental mistakes can be. You know, when you're building a robot that's supposed to go out and kill everything it sees, and then you let it go, how do you stop it, right? It's going to be really interesting, and also dangerous, but it's also going to be wonderful because you don't have to build things that just kill people. You can also build robots that walk around and pick up litter, that go around and test water to pick up where people are illegally dumping and polluting water. Hey, you know what should really be the biggest tax ever is freaking pollution tax. You want to raise a tax that shouldn't affect you if you think about it. If you're smart, you don't have to pay pollution tax as much. We already do pay a form of pollution tax by the tax that's on fuel. That's the reason why gas is never like 8 cents a gallon. They can't have a crazy deal because there's like an automatic, I believe, 45 cent to 60 or 70 cent tax in every state and federal jurisdiction, I believe, on almost all fuel. Now, that is good that we tax that. It makes gas a little more expensive. Like, if you think about it, it pushes people in the direction of something like electric cars, where your electricity could be cheaper than your gas. And if gas was even more and more and more expensive, which maybe it should be, because burning it in the atmosphere seems to have more harmful impacts, especially now as we have more people populating the earth and we're using more of it, that burning things is not the way to go when it comes to the earth's atmosphere and keeping it healthy, right? Burning a lot of gas, burning a lot of combustibles, burning a lot of finite resources, like, you know, burning dirty stuff. Like, if you turn your car on in your garage and you shut your garage and you leave it on forever, you're going to die of CO2 poisoning. It's obviously not great for us. like we need to migrate away from – anyway, all right. I'm going down a million different directions, but here's why. No, there will be a focus here. So there's directions that we can all choose to go in. We can take the beautiful collective intelligence of humanity, which is manifesting itself and presenting itself on the internet. But you know, there's good and bad with the internet. I complain about social media all the time, but I also love things like YouTube. I love that I can get anything I want, a specific take or topic on it, from one of a billion people on YouTube, you know, at any given second, updated immediately. It's freaking amazing what they're able to do. Go Google, you know, right? Anyway, there's good, there's bad, there's direction. Well, what is happening now? As I'm annoyed, I said I was going to actually do work on this podcast too. I think I did. I'm going to go take a look at the football games and tell everybody how we did. I'm going to use one of my algorithms to figure out if my football had a good weekend. I think it had a choppy weekend. Anyway, directions we can go. We're hitting a pivotal point right now where we've gone over the hump of 50% of Americans, more than half, want Trump gone, want Trump impeached. More than half now. And it's only going to go up as more and more dam breaks on his, I believe, I'll quote Hillary Clinton because I actually like something she said. He was, yeah, some kind of like tornado, corrupt tornado. He's a big, crazy, corrupt tornado is what he is. Just and he corrupts everyone around him, just like a tornado destroys everything it goes through. Tornadoes will go through schools. They will go through corn bins, what are those things called? Silos. They will bust a silo and put nothing but little beads of corn for miles around, right? And it's dirty. And why, if we had the option of turning off this corrupt tornado? I mean, he had a stupid idea of putting a nuclear bomb in a hurricane to try to stop it, which is retarded. Here's the way you solve hurricanes. You superheat the atmosphere with those radio waves to put bubbles up in the atmosphere and change the jet stream and move hurricanes out of the way. I think it's possible we're even doing it already. You want to talk about some crazy conspiracy theory ass shit? There you go. If Ken's crazy, that is a crazy one. I don't have any evidence of that. Other than the fact that I know it's possible through a test site we had in Alaska where we shot focused radio waves up into the pinpoints of the atmosphere or the heliosphere, I think, at certain elevations. And I believe if you focus enough radio heat through these waves, you can heat up and then essentially bubble up a part of the atmosphere, and that could have potential butterfly change effects, you know, on the jet stream below it, and the jet stream could do something like divert a hurricane out of the way. I've always thought it's possible because I've seen a lot of hurricanes kind of come close to the East Coast and then back away. Not all of them, but some of them. It makes me wonder. That's going to have lasting impacts on the global climate, though, if that's possible to do that. And it actually might be something we want to take advantage of if we're going to be terraforming our planet to try to protect it and habitate it more for humanity through the future here. We may need to take advantage of everything we can. You know, there's conspiracy theorists who go both ways. There's like, man, you ever seen those chemtrails, dude? You ever seen those planes shooting all that out in the air, man? It looks like they're shooting out like silver particles or something like that, trying to alter the atmosphere. There's a chance we were doing that, right? To test the impacts of setting different chemicals in the atmosphere. And sometimes it may have harmful effects, probably does, more than you think. And sometimes it may have the desired impact, which may be weather-altering. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could sprinkle parts of the atmosphere and give the Midwest the rain they need for their crops at any given time? So we wouldn't have to pump it out of the aquifers that are underneath the middle of the continent, the North American continent, which we're afraid we're depleting more than we're, you know, putting back through natural rain sometimes. Wouldn't it be better if we could do it straight from the atmosphere if it didn't have harmful effects? I think the answer is probably yes. Let's not close our mind off to stuff like that. But let's also take unbelievable precautions. So anyway, I'm going on a million things. We're now in a point where more than half the country is aware that we have a bad, bad, bad man committing crime in the White House. And he's got to go. And I'm thinking Pence got to go too. Pence he has to go to, even if he's not involved with any of this. Even if he closes his ears and just talks to his wife on the phone, who I've seen interviews with his wife. She seems like a super nice lady. I'll give him that. Maybe he knows absolutely nothing. Even so, even if he didn't know anything, he still has gone around and defended this. And you're so incompetent to not see the crime in front of you that you're not allowed to be president anyway. You're getting lumped in the impeachment. You have to. Because President Pelosi should take over. And I think she deserves it. She's competent enough. She predicted this. She didn't go rush to impeachment when the Mueller report came out and Barr lied about it. And then Mueller testified about it and basically said, listen, I'm an old FBI dude. We have foreign money and foreign influence taking over our elections and owning our candidates, like the president, who's clearly trying to obstruct the investigation because we were looking into all that. And we can't arrest the president. We cannot apparently arrest the president because the Office of Legal Counsel, nobody wanted to stand up and be like, yes, you are allowed to arrest the president. Because you know what the president would do? Trump goes after anybody who seems like a formidable adversary as hard as he can. That's why he committed a felony soliciting aid from Zelensky in the Ukraine over the phone and sending Giuliani and apparently sending Barr too. I don't believe Barr didn't go. Barr's going to lie to your face. Barr definitely called or did something. The president says, tells Barr to do something. He probably does it. And so I think that you have this crazy situation where Pelosi predicted that there would be more. And so even though Mueller said, basically, we can't arrest the president because the Office of Legal Counsel said we can't, you know, indict the president. So we're not going to do that. The remedy for this, because Mueller is an old-time guy who's just reading the Constitution correctly, he goes, there's a remedy for this, and it's called impeachment, you dumbasses. Like, are you kidding? Like the guy is a freaking agent of the Russian government. We're giving it you. We're currently doing a counterintelligence investigation right now. There's people that are still fucking Americans trying to defend our country from this shit. But there's a reason. There's something called impeachment. There's a reason the Congress and the majority of Americans are supposed to see this and be so appalled that we insist on acting and removing this maniac from the White House. It doesn't matter that he gets ratings. The joke is up. The jig is up. When you're withholding aid from someone who's trying to defend themselves from Putin leaking into your country, then you are messing around with geo-global politics in a way that is not supporting democracy and supporting dictatorships, and that is not American. And that's why we are standing up, and not only are we impeaching, we are removing. 53andMe episode number 2 today, okay? Who's your second senator, Republican senator? I'll go with one I like because change. Here's a Republican I wouldn't mind if he was in power, Mitt Romney. Mittens Romney Jr., I love him. Okay, he's okay. He's fine in my book. And to be like a Mormon and a business guy, whatever, everything, ran for president, lost, I like him. He knows how to make a documentary about himself and put it on Netflix. He's a good guy. I do respect him. He's the one Republican that actually stands up and says, I really don't agree with Trump. He does it in kind terms and doesn't make himself a target. And I guess Trump sort of respects him because the dude's got cash flow. So I guess that's fine. Mittens Romney will vote to There's impeachment. It goes to the Senate. The Senate's going to have a trial. There's a conviction. Mittens Romney will vote for one, if not all, of the counts of treason and everything else. The counts of the impeachment inquiry that are named, which have not been named yet. When the counts are named, Mittens Romney will vote for one, if not all. So he's already on the side of America and on the side of justice. So 53andMe can already drop to 52andMe. 52andMe was now Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is still owned by foreign interests right now. Lindsey Graham is still not normal. I saw him on Fox this weekend. He was flailing around. He was going all Ross Perot, couldn't handle it. He knows it's ugly. He's trying to argue the merits of where there's kind of obscurity in transcript and stuff like that, or just dodging, but bad times. Lindsey Graham has not changed. So that's where we stand right now. Mittens on our side of America. Lindsey, no. So right now you're at, in my mind, if all Democrats voted to indict, which I think, or convict, which I think they would, but you shouldn't take that for granted. But let's just say they would. We're now up to 48. We got to get to 67. So I believe we're 19 away. I think so. 19, and let's work on Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham will only go at the end after there have been others. So I'm going to skip him for now. All right, we're out, and let's get the change we want. Go, President Pelosi. You deserve it.